Hi, this is Sarah Jarosz, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Carter. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Carter. That was Carter playing the Kids Commute theme on his recorder. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, kids commuters, and welcome to day three of Couples Week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we are meeting musical couples who make beautiful music together. Today, we're going to meet a singer and a conductor. Let's start out with the conductor, who in turn, by the way, started out as a pianist. His name is Richard Bonning. He was born in Sydney, Australia in 1930, and he studied at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. One of his first big breaks was playing Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor in public at the age of 14. Eventually, though, he gave up his music scholarship, studied piano privately, and became a coach for singers. And one of those singers became, later, his wife, Joan Sutherland, whose nickname, by the way, is La Stupenda, meaning stupendous, because she is such a fabulous opera singer. Joan was born in November of 1926 in Sydney, Australia, and her mother was a singer. Joan found out she could sing by just imitating her mother's vocal exercises and being like, oh, hey, I can do that. And she began formally studying voice when she was 18 years old. They married in 1954 and became a performing duo, giving operatic recitals. In fact, in 1962, Joan was supposed to give a big ol' sold-out concert when the scheduled conductor was sick and couldn't show up. Well, Richard Bonning stepped in to conduct instead, and they performed together from that day forward. We're about to hear Bonning and Sutherland working together in a special way. Rather than just play an opera aria for you, a song with words, you might enjoy hearing something where they use the voice of the soprano as just another instrument in the orchestra. This is by the composer Reinhold Glier, and it is a concerto for coloratura soprano and orchestra. A coloratura soprano is one who can do all kinds of fancy things with her high voice, just like La Stupenda Joan Sutherland can do. We're going to hear the second movement, Allegro. Richard Bonning conducts the London Symphony Orchestra and the special instrument, La Stupenda, our coloratura, Joan Sutherland.
Thank you.
that? There is a reason they call Joan Sutherland La Stupenda. It is amazing the kind of gymnastics that she could do with her voice. Now, sadly, Joan Sutherland passed away in 2010, and after that, Richard Bonning said, "We were very different people. I loved certain things, and she loved other things, but I respected all the things she wanted to do, and vice versa. It was an incredible, wonderful life we had together." That is really beautiful. Now, tomorrow on Kids Commute, our musician couple will be made up of another singer and a composer who wrote music just for his voice. Well, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a perfect day.
Interlaken Public Radio.